My guest at this time is Larry Johnson, former CIA officer, former deputy director of the State Department's Office of Counterterrorism. We want to get his thoughts on news reports coming out on Monday that the president is putting together a top-flight interrogation panel at the White House, which will actually oversee future interrogations of terrorist detainees. We also want to get his thoughts on the Justice Department is still apparently planning to go forward with some prosecutions from earlier interrogations in the war on terror. And Larry, it's always great to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Greg.
Well, I know from our previous conversations you're a fan of reforming the intelligence process. You're not pleased with how it happened and how it proceeded under the Bush administration. But I also know that you're not a fan of splitting up intelligence responsibilities, and you've already said that that's happened too much already. So what do you make of this latest decision by the White House?
Actually, I think this is potentially a good move, because, first of all, the CIA does not do interrogations. You know, they keep talking about CIA interrogators, but nobody at the CIA has ever been trained in how to do interrogations. When I went through the training, we were trained to do debriefing. Debriefing a suspect, someone who's willing and cooperative, is quite different from conducting an interrogation. Interrogations are traditionally conducted by law enforcement. FBI has much more experience at that. So from the standpoint of putting the FBI in charge of that, since they actually do it on a daily basis, whereas the CIA, they had to go outside to hire people who had had prior experience to bring in and work as contractors. So that's, you know, I think this is a potentially good move. The problem comes if there is not effective sharing of information between the different departments, because both the CIA and the FBI are guilty of efforts, you know, in their own interrogation or their own, you know, what CIA collects or what FBI collects, that they don't share it with the other agencies. So if by consolidating that in the White House and ensuring that it is a genuine interagency process and it is collaborative, then I think that is actually going to be really help us get better information out and disseminate it.
Larry, you've mentioned that that process has not gotten much better since 9/11, when a lot of people pointed to that as a contributing factor to the attacks working. What's the key to making that work for agencies to cooperate and share the vital information?
Having somebody at the White House which is willing to kick them in the rear end and force them to do it. Because in the past, different agencies could say, no, we're not going to share, and then they go off and do their own thing. I mean, I know of just recently there's a situation in which an interagency team that traditionally had CIA involvement, that the CIA chose not to go overseas on a mission just because they didn't want to. So, you know, this is, they're acting like 4- and 5-year-olds who are getting petulant, not getting their way, and you need somebody to manage it. So if this turns out to be a genuine NSC-driven, National Security Council-driven effort to force collaborative cooperation among the different agencies, then I think it will be a good thing.
How does the flowchart work now? Is this going to oversee the Director of National Intelligence? Are they co-equal? How does that work?
No, this would be, this would probably be, I don't think it'd even be carried out under the DNI, because understand, intelligence is one activity, law enforcement is another, and it's not it is in part apples and oranges. They both have a function. The intelligence side of the house can always ask questions and get information without having to worry about probable cause, whereas the law enforcement side is always limited strictly by some rules of evidence. But you shouldn't wall it off and say it's one or the other, because candidly, both sides need to be involved, and there's a way to do it. I mean, we did it successfully in the investigation of Pan Am 103, but it requires the engagement of the White House to be the bridge where you bring the law enforcement and the intelligence side together, and that's what I'm hearing here. So it wouldn't even be under Dennis Blair, because Dennis Blair is in charge of the intelligence community as the Director of National Intelligence, but it would involve both Denny Blair, it would involve Eric Holder at the Department of Justice, who oversees the FBI.
We're talking with Larry Johnson, former CIA officer, former deputy director of the State Department's Office of Counterterrorism. And Larry, the Obama administration has done a little bit of straddling, looking to the future in terms of intelligence, but also looking back a little bit. They released some of the details of previous interrogations. Now they're fighting to keep some of the photos related to that from coming out. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, now apparently seems ready to move forward with at least some prosecutions, or at least appointing a special prosecutor to look into possible charges related to previous interrogations. What do you make of that story?
Well, I think there needs to be some accountability, because candidly, the Bush administration crossed the line legally. And What you're looking at here is not a bunch of CIA officers who are going to be on the chopping block or shouldn't be. You had senior CIA officials like George Tenet, John McLaughlin, one of them who actually now works for Barack Obama, John Brennan. John was part and parcel of this whole process. He tries to pretend that he's not. But, you know, there was some wink and nod in allowing us to go against what we, in the aftermath of World War II, said was illegal and immoral. And instead of, so, you know, there's some accountability that needs to be brought. What I remain to, I guess, want to wait and see is, are we going to have another Abu Ghraib situation in which you punish the very lowest level people who were not the ones who have made the policy and were only the ones who were putting it into place, and you gave all the seniors up above them a pass, even though they were the ones who were responsible for putting it in place in the first place? I mean, candidly, we're looking, you know, once I'll be on the carpet, are people like George Tenet, the head of the CIA, George Bush, potentially, Alberto Gonzalez, John Ashcroft. You know, it's at that level where the investigation ought to be directed, not at some, you know, lower-level employees or contractors.
Larry, unfortunately, the conversation needs to end there, but certainly the story does not. We'll see what the Justice Department decides to pursue. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Larry Johnson, former CIA officer, former deputy director of the State Department's Office of Counterterrorism. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America.